Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was just reminiscing online with a buddy about, you know, the box score and your famous games. And then I was seeing some photographs. You know, this is the anniversary of the Tuck game. Right?
Yeah,
and I think ESPN's doing a 30 for 30 on it, right?
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that this morning.
So a buddy of mine has a ticket for the Tuck game that Tom Brady signed. What do you think that's worth? And it's like PSA graded, and, you know, it's in, you know, formaldehyde behind, you know, a locked prism of guards and all that stuff. But if you had
What's that worth?
What's that worth? Tom Brady signed Tuck game ticket.
A couple thousand?
Higher, Bob.
10,000?
Higher, Bob.
30,000?
25K.
25K.
Yeah. I have three tickets that I know of in my house. I have two tickets, pristine condition, that are tucked into the door frame of my kid's bedroom of Jeter's last game.
Really?
Yeah.
And you were at the game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you went to the game and just
last
saved your
game,
tickets.
Yeah, Yankee saved all of it. Yeah.
Where he was the hero after they somehow blew
a lead. I got two
of
them. And I've got the Barnum and Bailey Brothers Circus ticket that Tom Seaver signed for me back in the 1970s.
It's funny. My dad, and I've done it too, I've like saved every ticket stub I've ever used. The problem is most of those games serve no value.
You got to start saving tickets, Evan.
Well, so the one game we happen to go back on that my dad took me to as a kid, and it's a Yankee game, so you're going to make fun of me, but it happened to be Mariano Rivera's first career save. Right?
Okay.
Now, who knew that at the time? I think we looked it up to see, is this worth a lot? And I don't think it was worth anything. And it was sort of disappointing. I mean, Mariano Rivera is the greatest closer in the history of baseball. You would think that there'd be some value to that. Now, maybe if Mariano signed it, I have no idea.
A sporting event or not, any event in the history of your life.
Yeah.
Is there an event that you've been to that if you wish you still had the ticket from because you think it would have great value?
I've saved them all, so no.
Nothing?
I've saved them all.
You have every ticket for every game you've gone to?
So my dad has been doing it his whole life. See, this is where my craziness comes from. See, he has all of them. So he was saving them when I was a kid. And I think I started doing it probably around 2010. So for the last 12 years, I definitely have all the ticket stubs. Even though the last few years, there are no ticket stubs because everything's digital and it's on your phone.
Well, remember, what was the game a couple weeks ago where, wasn't it a game at the Garden?
Yeah, it was
where
the Steph Curry game.
The Steph Curry game at the Garden.
Somebody wanted a hard ticket, even though there aren't hard tickets, essentially,
Some
anymore.
Older fan was like, I don't do digital. I don't have this. I don't have that. I need a paper ticket. And supposedly, they gave him a legitimate paper ticket.
So is that
which
worth,
is really good thinking of from the old guy,
is
right?
Is that worth anything?
I don't know. You know what? Like, way back in the day, I had, like, several thousand tickets.
Right.
To the first ever UFC event in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
And then there was this really cool, like, hologram front, which they wound up not using ultimately, but I don't think I have any of them left.
But think about this. So I went online just to double check this. That first career save by Mariano, you would think that's iconic. He's the greatest closer in the history of the sport.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
What's more iconic, the first or the last?
I would think the first.
You think that's worth more?
Because less people know what it means. When he's saving a game in 1997, how the hell do you know? I think his first save was actually 1996. How do you know that he's going to become the greatest closer of all time?
And you have that ticket?
My dad does, yeah. He took me to the game. I was 12 years old at the time.
You better go talk to your father. Well, because your sister's going to want a piece of that.
No, but it's not worth anything.
Yes, it is.
Dude, I looked it up. It's worth like $20.
You're wrong. I'm telling you. Here's what you do.
What?
You have access to get these things signed.
Oh, so you think signing it is the game changer?
It's so funny. I'm sorry to interrupt because I was just looking it up. That exact thing, signed first save ever, Mariano Rivera. Yes. And it's noted first save.
Yes.
And it got graded by PSA. Yes. It's on $8,000.
What?
See?
$8,000.
So signed by Mariano Rivera.
So you're telling me all I've got to do now is get this thing signed and it's worth $8,000?
See?
But you got to get it graded, too.
Why don't you, bringing it to work and I'll take care of that for you. Well, you have to get it graded, but
so
I know.
So what does that mean, the condition?
I know
that
the guy that owns the grading company now.
Yes. It's definitely not in good condition because.
Oh, yeah.
It's still worth something.
But when the ticket's ripped and you put it in your pocket and then you happen to save it.
Right.
I mean, the odds of that.
So it's not mint.
No.
So it's worth a lot less, but maybe it's worth $1,000.
I'm going to ask my dad.
And maybe your dad's got four of them.
We definitely have two of them.
Yeah. Dude, I got to talk to your dad. Your dad, I don't know what he. I know he's retired, but what's he doing?
So here's the deal.
Here's what you got to call your dad and go, Dad, what are you doing?
My dad used to be a huge collector, okay?
Right.
Huge memorabilia collector, and he stopped right in his tracks about 20 years ago. Was done.
Yeah.
Gave it up. Put everything in a box. Hasn't sold it. Put everything in a box. Done.
Yeah.
And he says, you and your sister, it's your problem.
It's not a problem. That's called inheritance.
Well,
that ain't a problem at all. You got, listen, here's what you and I will do.
What, you and I?
Yeah, now, listen, I included you in the box score book. I'm in now. We're partners all the way now.
Right.
You go up and you go get this box, wherever this box is. And we have to, maybe your wife would do it while she's home with the kids. Or maybe your father-in-law.
My wife is not doing it. Home with the
here's
kids is not a holiday,
we
Craig.
Need to have somebody spend time itemizing it. That's what we got to do.
I think I'm going to do it.
And then we'll find out exactly what it's worth.
I think there's a week where my family's going away on vacation while I work with you, and I'm going to spend that entire week itemizing.
There you go. Look, I got another friend who once showed me a ticket. Again, it's all like glass and case, whatever. This one buddy of mine has a ticket, a pristine ticket of the President Kennedy's birthday party at the Garden where Marilyn Monroe sang,
well, that's crazy.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
That's crazy.
Happy birthday to you. Now, the mob claims that's the night they decided she had to go.
Right.
That's what they claim. There's a claim by the mob that that's the night they decided she's trouble.
How much is that worth?
I do not know.
See,
what
that has
worth.
To be so much more valuable because a ticket stub anyone could have had.
That's got
to
be 50, 100 grand, right?
Right. But anybody could have been in a ballpark and saved the ticket stub. You know, you have to be lucky, obviously, to save it and then have it become something. But to be at a private event like that, Craig, how do you get access to that?
I'm looking at the ticket right now, as a matter of fact. The New York's birthday salute to the president. You got to make a $10 contribution to go.
A $10 contribution?
It was May 19th, 1962.
And that was it?
Section 209, mezzanine level. It was $10 to get in.
Wow.
So there you go.
What a different world we live in.
Happy birthday to you. The claim was that they knew she was like a junkie.
Right.
And they thought that her being a junkie was going to be a negative to him, being president.
Gotcha.
So they allegedly, if you believe the mob stories you hear online these days, they decided that night at the Garden, she's got
that
to go.
That was the moment.
Well, if you believe that the mob killed her.
Do you believe that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think she just died in her sleep.
There's some conspiracies that have some validity to it where you're like,
that seems like
something,
a good one.
There's something to it.
Like the mob was involved with Kennedy,
well,
obviously.
Well, yeah, no, Kennedy's death period, right. I think there's a lot of, I don't know if the
story
he
turned his
told.
Back on them. After he became president,
after he was,
and he let his brother go after the mob.
Absolutely.
Well, guess what? We're the mob.
Chicago was a little shady in the 1960 election.
Like, you know who we are.
Right.
You know what we do. Why would you think anything else was going to happen?
Dumb move.
That might be the dumbest presidential move of all time.
That's the coldest take out there. Why are you doing that there, Jack?
Right. Here's Matt in Manhattan. Matty, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I had a Knicks point, but I also got a memorabilia story.
Yeah.
Give me a quick minute. I bought two packs of hockey cards in my entire life.
All
right. It was only because when I was like 8 or 9 years old, I went to the store and wanted to get football cards because I used to collect them, and they didn't have them. So I got these hockey cards. me and my brother looked at them and just threw them in a bag. And I pretty much forgot about them. I was cleaning my closet out to go to college.
Yeah.
I was going through all the cards to see if anything was worth anything. And I started to hit some hockey cards at the bottom of the bag. And I pulled out a Wayne Gretzky rookie card with a face drawn on it in magic marker.
Oh, man. Oops.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, like, no one, because like, when you're a kid, like, you know how many cards we put in the spokes of our bicycles or threw against the wall? Like,
oh,
we weren't buying them to sell them. We were buying them to flip them.
By the way, my dad has itemized everything he owns, by the way. He's just let me know.
Oh, did
that.
He?
Yes, he says it's already been taken care of.
Nah, see, he's got nothing else to do. That's what old people do.
As far as the Knicks, though, I've come to the conclusion that they're a bad team. And this is different from, like, a team playing bad that you hope is going to get better. They're just not. They're
well,
not
what's
good.
A bad team to you? Because to me, they're a 500 team, which is exactly what they are right now.
Well, I mean, they're not a good team. And the thing is that a 500 team without any upside is a terrible place to be.
I agree with you.
The Knicks haven't been there in a long time. So you're talking about sports fans and hopes. I'm calling you. What should I be hoping for? Is it to get worse?
Well, you're talking about from a Knicks perspective?
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird.
They,
so
they
when
can't get better without signing
you,
up.
You know the answer. But Matt, you know the answer. Craig, you know the answer, even though it's not obvious right now how you do it. But the answer is getting a true superstar, because
right,
that's the only way to win in this league.
I'll do one better than that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, the only way to get one is to sign one, which they can't, or to be bad and draft.
No. Other way to get one, and they're equipped to do this when that guy's out there, when the right guy is out there, is have enough young assets, enough draft capital, and a spot that a player would want to go to. If you get those three things and a star player becomes unhappy, and right now that guy's not out there, that's when you pounce. And I know that's a tough place to be because you're watching your team every single night. And like when you watch a night like last night, you know what killed the New York Knicks? Not having a real point guard. Right, well, that's what killed the New York
Knicks.
Haven't
had a point guard in 20 years.
Well, no. And I know what I'm saying is outdated. It's been the case for a million years.
Yes.
But if you have a real point guard, you win last night.
Because
if you have a real point guard, you're five games above 500.
Even though Julius Randle misses the free throw, we still have the ball with 17 seconds left, down by two. And if you go back and watch, and I can nitpick a lot of the game because I was pissed throughout this game, but if you just want to talk about what Evan's talking about, the last possession of last night's Knick game, Kemba has the ball. 17 seconds left, plenty of time to get at least one good look, maybe a rebound, who knows, right? There's plenty of time. And at the end of the day, it went from Kemba to Fournier, who lost the ball, gets the ball back. Somehow, God's watching. It gets into Alec Burks' hand.
I thought he was hitting it.
He, rather than take the two, he steps back to make it a three to win the game. R.J. Barrett did not have a great game. Is wide open on the wing to his right. Burks, of course, takes the three, clanks it. We lose. Now, there's a lot of other things that led to the loss.
The turnovers.
But the point Evan's making is right. Now, I don't want to knock Kemba because, you know, Kemba's had his moments. But if we have a legitimate superstar point guard, that game ends different.
I'm not even, you know what's funny though, bro? I'm not even talking about a superstar point guard.
Of course, 20 years. I can't get one.
Look, well, there's a difference between.
You know who I want too, don't you?
Which superstar point guard do you want?
There's only one point guard right now that I want.
Is he available?
No.
Or are you just naming? Okay.
No.
Luka.
No, I don't want Luka, actually.
You don't want Luka?
And obviously, I respect great talent. But
Halliburton.
No.
Ball.
LaMelo Ball.
You want LaMelo Ball?
LaMelo Ball at Madison Square Garden would be stupid.
I hate to nitpick something, but
right.
I know the Knicks have come close to drafting superstars. Like, we could always say, oh, they were one pick off from Ja Morant. We were one pick off from Steph Curry. I like Obi Toppin. I do. Yeah. And I think he's being held back by the coach who refuses to play him. Look at last night after Taj fouls out, after Mitch fouls out. If the New York Knicks don't draft Obi Toppin, but they draft Tyrese Halliburton, where are they right now?
They're a better team.
They're a significantly better team.
Yeah. I can't give you a number, but they're better.
Because Halliburton he's not only plays, he's emerging as a young star.
Yes.
Didn't say superstar, a young star, and would have a major, major prominent role on this team.
Because there's nobody in front of him.
Well, because they need him.
Right.
And Obi Toppin, who, this is not even bashing Obi, he's blocked. If Julius Randle's going to play 38 minutes tonight, which he is, Obi Toppin barely plays because Tom Thibodeau showed you again last night, he doesn't believe in him having him on the floor alongside Julius.
Right.
So when we talk about, oh, woe is me, we missed Steph by one pick, we missed this guy by one pick, how about those little decisions like drafting Frank Ntilikina instead of Donovan Mitchell? Where would they be if they did that?
Of course.
So It's a, but one other thing unrelated. You'll appreciate this from last night's Knick game. I'm sorry. This bothered me. Julius Randle misses his first free throw. Did you see what MSG put on the screen? How dare they? Julius Randle's at the line down two. Minute to go. Right. He misses the free throw. The crowd is upset. And Madison Square Garden Network flashes to Julius's son.
Yes.
For a facial expression.
Yes, friend held it for
Bro,
a while.
What are we? I'm not even joking.
I'm with you.
This kid is how old?
Can't be more than four.
He's 4, 5, 6 years old? You flashing his reaction to his dad missing a huge free throw?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, we made a point of that too last night, me and Lucky. It was crazy. That was crazy.
That pissed me off.
And they held it on him for like
forever.
Unobscene amount of time.
Forever.
Now,
he's a kid.
Yeah. It did not sound like he was being heckled too much. I'm sure he was. But the camera went to his son. That was effed up. I agree. 100%.
That's MSG. That's not TNT. That's not yes. Yeah. I could see them doing that as a little, let's have some fun.
Or if it was the road broadcast or something. Yeah.
You flash to Jew, who is such a likable kid. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And you put him on the screen after Randle chokes and misses a free throw? What? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I rewinded it to make sure. Wait a second.
It's so
that
funny
really
you mentioned that because I saw that and I didn't put it in my notes. Yeah. Because Lucky and I are like, come on.
What are you doing?
You put the kid's son up. Like, if you want to show him hugging his son after the game, all right. He's doing that. He knows the camera's on him. He doesn't know the camera's on his kid when he clanks the first
if
free throw.
If he makes the free
and
throws.
And in theory costs them the game.
Yes. If he makes the free throws, put him on the screen. I get it. He's become a part of the Knick family.
Yeah.
But you can't put him on after he misses.
I wonder if Julius even knows that they did that.
He'd be pissed.
How would he not be?
And he should be.
Now, he has put his wife and kid out there, to be fair.
Yeah, but not like
But
this.
You don't put the man's son on TV in that spot exactly. You can wait a little bit. Like, you couldn't like do a close-up of Spike Lee. You know, you have to go somewhere.
Spike up there.
Yeah, put Spike up there. You know, the Knicks mascot. Yeah, let's do it that way. I'm fine with that. By the way, today's WAG Wednesday guest, which is not until 5 o'clock, but just to give you an idea, is Brittany Baldy. She's the fiance of a former Yankee pitcher, and she'll be joining us at 5 o'clock. And we'll see what she's got going on. But that's not to 5. Your call's coming up throughout the afternoon as well. 877-337-6666. I'm interested. Will your dad send you a printed out list?
Yeah, he was just telling me he did it as he was getting the items, which is the only way to do it. Because if you do it after the fact, it would take forever.
Old and retired, yeah, but he's nothing else to do.
He's not retired.
Oh, I thought he was retired.
No. He still works. He's not sitting around doing that stuff. I don't even think, like, he's looked at this stuff in a long time because he used to be really into it, collected it, categorized it, the whole thing.
So
and then
not
just
surprised,
was
by the
done.
Way.
I am done.
And then he just stopped.
Cold turkey said, I'm stopped. Done, yes.
Well, you probably have 4 ticket stubs from the Johan Santana one hitter. So yeah. that would probably be only to a Met fan, though, right? Like, who would really buy that?
To a Met fan.
Now, you know what I wonder? If you sent that to Santana, wherever he lives, would he sign that for you or you think he'd want something for that?
Oh, he would sign it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, let's test that.
You want me to mail it to Johan Santana?
Yeah, well, I'm sure we could find out where to do that, right? Through the
Mets. What if it gets lost in the mail?
Nothing gets lost in the mail.
Nothing gets lost in the mail.
No, except for my grades.
Right. Yeah. The famous final words.
Yeah.
I would want Johan to sign my scorebook. Not even the ticket
but
stuff.
The scorebook's not worth anything.
Well, to me it is.
Because you kept it.
To me, it is.
Yeah, but it's not worth. I'm talking about. We're talking business here, Evan. We're trying to sell stuff.
You don't think my a copy of my scorebook signed by Johan is valuable?
No, that's why I didn't do the Evan Scorecard Company. I did the Box Score Company.
If I published a book of my scorecards, famous games that I scored,
yeah.
Do you think that would make money?
No.
No.
No. I mean, unless your dad bought it. But no.
I think I could get like 35 customers.
At how much a pop?
It's a coffee table book. It's got to be expensive.
All right, so you want to put them all into a book.
Not all of them. Only certain games.
Like the top 50 games in your lifetime
in
history.
That's
right?
It. I'm doing it. The idea is happening.
Okay.
The top 50 games I've done, should it just be Mets or should I include all baseball games?
It's like, your life.
Like, for example, I scored Game 7 2001 World Series. Would you want to buy that Big Mac or no?
Yeah, thanks. No.
No?
It's okay.
But it's a top 50 game, so it's got to be in the book.
So it would include all games.
The
so
like, top 50 games that you have scored.
Okay.
And you put them together, you write a little forward, Maybe you leave a little note about each game next to it.
You're starting to believe in this
idea. So on the left side of the, you open up the book.
Yeah.
On the left side is a little description of the game.
Right.
On the right side is a scorecard. 50 of them, so it's 100 pages.
There's a book right here.
And not only just great games, things that personally affected you, like the night I broke up with my girlfriend.
It's that's
a big one.
The night I wouldn't give the guy a ride home, you know, things like that.
The night two guys fell on top of me and I left the stadium in a stretcher. Yeah.
See, you're starting to believe that this is actually a good idea now. I can
see it.
Well,
because there's enough wackadoos out there, you would sell 50 of those books.
50?
Yeah.
You don't think I could get to like 150?
I mean, how much are you selling the book for? 30 bucks?
Yeah, 30 bucks a pop.
Yeah, you might sell 100 of those.
I think I'd be able to sell a bunch.
That's not bad, by the way. What's 100 times 30? $3,000.
Boom.
There you go.
We self-publish it?
There's your NFL gambling fund. All good. Now you got 3 G's to lose on NFL games next season. By the way, if you want to do it, I can connect you with people to help you do that.
Do you think it's a good idea?
If there's an audience out there that loves Evan Roberts appreciates that, yes.
Do I have to do a book tour?
Jerry Recker sold 100 calendars with stupid sayings in it.
That's true.
Our audience will buy anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I say you go ahead and do it.
Do I have to do a book tour or can I just publish it and that's it?
Well, if you self-publish it, you just do orders right through your Twitter account.
Beautiful.
People just send you a note. They Venmo you the money. You get the money, you send them
the best part is going to be going through the book and picking the top 50 games.
But are you going to go like a hardcover book and do it right?
Hardcover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I Venmo you 30 bucks. A week later, yes. I expect the book.
I need
a
panel.
How much does it cost to make the book, though?
It's not that much.
Okay.
It's really not. It's a couple bucks.
Oh, so that's beautiful. I need a panel to help me decide to narrow down the top 50. Big Mac, you want to be on the panel?
Yeah, why don't you guys go? Sure. We'll have a barbecue at his 2%. House again. Why don't you guys all go to his house? One of you will get fired like last time. And he'll come out of it with a book. Yeah.
You don't want to be on the panel?
I don't want to get fired. All I know is that the last time everybody went over to Evan's house, we lost a member.
So you're blaming me?
Well,
My father-in-law's wonderful food?
All I'm saying is I'm not going.
And Big Mac didn't go either.
My contract isn't all that secure right now. I don't have a new one coming. So I'm not going to your house. No, sir. Let one of them get fired. Yeah. You go to Evan's barbecue, you don't work a week later.
Is definitely not coming now. Yeah. He's like, I'm done. I've seen his house. I'm out. Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
My main man, Darius Rucker, is going to come by. Now, I've not talked to Darius since I blew off his golf tournament many years ago. We've not spoken since.
Do you think he's holding
that
against you?
I went to the golf tournament, did my show from the golf tournament, and then snuck out of the golf tournament and didn't play.
Have you? You haven't talked to him since?
We've not spoken since.
Oh, wow. Fascinating.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting, yes. Be very interesting, right?
I have a feeling he's going to be a little pissed at you.
I don't think it's been so many years, Evan.
So you forget about it?
I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't.
I would have something to say, but I will. I'll probably open up by apologizing. I'm not above an apology.
That's a good move.
I was hungover. I didn't want to play a 5 or 6 hour round of golf. Although, you know, I was going to be playing with, I told you many times, who I was going to play with in that tournament, right?
Woo! The Nature Boy!
Yeah.
Happy anniversary to the Nature Boy. Yeah. On this day, this has to be mentioned. You brought it up. It's your fault. On this day, 30 years ago, for my money, the greatest moment in Ric Flair's career. Entering as entrant number 3, he won the Royal Rumble and became WWF champion.
Who could forget
for the
it?
Very first time?
How many more times after that? Did
only
it
one other time. He was WCW and NWA champion many times, but the WWF title 30 years ago today. Oh. For my money, the greatest Royal Rumble in the history of Royal Rumbles.
I blew him off for golf too.
No interest.
So, anyhow, Darius is going to join us next hour. So, we'll see how that goes. Big Dolphin fan. See what he thinks about Deshaun Watson and the way they handled the Flores situation there, too. Walt's in Jersey on the Fan. Hey, Walter, what's cooking, buddy?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. My dad's a waiter in the city for over 30 years. And years ago, somebody gave him a pristine, unused Nolan Ryan six no hitter ticket.
Yeah, wow.
But it's not signed. But while on hold, I thought of something better. Last day of Shea Stadium, we all know what happened there.
Yes, we do.
He works at Elio's in the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
In comes Tom Seaver.
Okay.
Tom Seaver's holding a bag of old dirt from the pitcher mound. And towards the end of dinner, my dad asked Tom Seaver, can he sign a menu? He's like, sure, no problem. Out of nowhere, he takes his hand, puts it in the bag, gets some dirt on it, on his fingers, rubs the dirt on the menu with his signature.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Did he wash his hands after?
Yes.
I wonder.
My dad or Tom?
You know, what's weird about that is you would think, you know, the late, great Tom Seaver, that there would have been a plan for where to put the bag, you know, after leaving Shea Stadium, that the Mets would have been like, Tom, we got you. We'll overnight it to your house at the winery in California.
He probably didn't want to leave it in the car. He actually put it on the table. My dad, joking around, went for the bag instead of a salt and pepper, and he slapped his hand away.
That's a good story.
That's
that fun. At least the memorabilia comes with a story.
Yeah, oh yeah, great story.
But I would think that, wouldn't, if you're Tom Seaver, wouldn't you say to the Mets, overnight me this bag tomorrow, please?
Yes.
I don't want to, you know, carry it around the city.
Yeah. Well, as you may have known from that day, the Mets didn't exactly plan well.
No, they did their ceremony after the game, which they happened to have lost. Mm. That was one of the dumbest things in the history of my life that I've ever witnessed.
That was one of the most painful things in the
Let's
history of my
play
life.
Play the game. Which we might lose, which they did.
In heartbreaking fashion, in the exact same way they blew the season the year before. So one of the most painful losses you'll ever have.
Yeah, let's lose the game and then ask everybody who's pissed off to stay in the stadium to say goodbye to the stadium. That required no forethought whatsoever.
Yeah, they didn't think it was possible they'd lose to the Marlins for the second straight year on the final Sunday of the year.
I guess. Something, right?
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I remember that. I'll never forget that.
Were you there that day?
I was not in the building, no. I was here, though.
No, I know you were here. I know I know when you worked here.
Yeah, I worked
here. I meant, were you in the building for that? Because it felt like a funeral after that game.
No, it was stupid.
Well, what made it worse is, so after Ryan Church flies out to right field, because that's how it ended, by the way, off the bat, I'm thinking, oh, it may go out. It didn't go out. There was that delay, that wait, that like 15-minute wait.
Yeah.
Your season just died, okay? The stadium is done, and now you're sitting there like a schmuck waiting for God knows what. Now, I thought the ceremony was beautiful, but that wait felt, oh. That
feeling. Yeah, because you're not in the mood to celebrate anything.
No! I'm in the mood to cry myself to sleep, which I did later.
And then it became the whole, like, you just got, like, your season imploded on you right
there. Yes, again.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, ladies and gentlemen, so sorry for the loss today. If you would kindly remain in your seats, we are now, after another brutal end to a regular season, going to honor Shea Stadium. Howie Rose, take it from here.
God.
I mean, that's essentially what they did.
Right? I know.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, Tom Seaver's wall. We just lost, though. That was so dumb, right?
Yes.
Like in a history of dumb Met moments, that might be right there.
Yeah.
Which is why I opened up the show today with the epiphany I had. We suck. Mm. All our teams suck. We're not close to a championship. And this weekend, we're going to watch amazing NFL matchups. Any one of these teams good enough to win a Super Bowl. All of them with legitimate hopes of this is our year. We all have a quarterback, other than Tennessee, maybe. We all have a legitimate shot. We're the number one seed. Here we go. Bum ba bum bum ba bum bum ba bum ba bum bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum. And we sit here as Jet or Giant fans.
Trying to talk ourselves into Daniel Jones being a franchise quarterback.
And we're like, you know, maybe if we get the right coach and we have a lot of draft capital.
Yeah.
Like if you have to talk about your draft capital, your franchise isn't any good.
If you talk about draft capital, salary cap space, and prospective general managers who you never heard of 2 weeks earlier, that's when you know you're far, far, far away.
Yeah, and it's like a game of yo-yo. It's either the Giants, it's the Jets. It's the Giants, it's the Jets. It's the Giants, it's the Jets. It's really frustrating, actually. Like, I can't wait to watch these NFL games this weekend, and I do it as just a pure fan, no gambling, no fantasy, just watching the games. But there is a piece of me that's angry about it.
Of course.
That's angry. Like,
yeah, there is a piece of me that's angry, but there's a piece of me that watched the Cowboy-Niner game with my feet up relaxed. And I wouldn't be able to do that if it was my team playing. So there is a part of me that gets to really enjoy a football divisional weekend when my team's not involved because there's no stress. Now, I miss the stress. I'd like for there to be some stress. But that is one of the perks of these weekends.
Yeah, I just got an Facebook invitation, which is based on, I'm not even on Facebook. Like, there is an account with my name on it. But I couldn't tell you the last time I went to Facebook, right?
Right.
And they invite you to join other groups based on your likes and dislikes, I guess, is on how you travel through the internet.
So you were asked to join the Jimmy Garoppolo fan club?
No, by the way, would not be surprised if I was, but I was not yet. Thank you. So I'll just show you, like, I bet you if you got this invitation, you would be like some kind of Nets fan club, Mets
right.
fan club.
Yes.
You know, sports, you know, .com, reference dot, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Here are the ones that I just got. Easy air fryer recipes.
I buy that.
Okay.
I buy that.
Fans of Lindsay Wagner, a.k.a. Jamie Summers, the Bionic Woman. I hate the Bionic Woman. I hate the Bionic Woman with such a passion. I dislike Lindsay Wagner. I do. I can't stand her. I'm sure she's a lovely woman. But I was so anti the Bionic Woman because it meant the Bionic Man jumped the shark. Steve Austin's not falling for Jamie Summers and then making sure that we get her bionic powers.
What?
And then adopting a bionic dog. No. So why would I be invited to a fans of Lindsay Wagner page?
Shows what you've been looking for on the internet.
Yuck. Ugh.
So you're not going to join?
New York Rangers Fanatics fan club.
Well, how did that happen?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, you're ignoring the Rangers' existence today. No. You said hockey doesn't count. We're talking about
because I'm the guy that told you that the Rangers were going to win the Cup this year.
No, I know, but you know that whether you did it on purpose or not, there are Ranger fans you pissed off today because they feel they're very close to winning a Cup. Just like us Net fans feel like, hey, we're not that far off from winning an NBA title. So when you talk about all of us sucking, you know Ranger fans are annoyed
well,
at you.
Well, we all suck. I mean, we suck.
Yeah,
we,
but the Ranger fans don't think that they belong in that group.
Rangers didn't make the playoffs last year. We suck.
I'm just telling you how Ranger fans feel about you.
I
right
just
now.
May not make the playoffs this year.
And by the way, speaking of Ranger fans and what they think about you.
Yeah,
they we're not on TV yet, but I'll give you a little preview.
Yeah. Ranger fans adore me.
Craig's wearing an Islander hat again.
Wait, hold on a second.
He's taking it off.
What did you just say?
Well, right now you're wearing an Islander hat, and now it's Rangers.
I believe I'm wearing a Ranger cap today, Evan. Not quite sure what you're talking about. My beloved first place New York Rangers.
The red hot, you can't stop them, won a marathon shootout last night.
New York did?
Did you see the shootout last
night? Didn't even know that they played.
So they played the Flyers, the back end of a home and home.
The Flyers. I hope we won that game.
So game goes to overtime. Game goes to a shootout.
Nice.
Do you know how many rounds the shootout went last night?
Well, obviously more than five.
How long did it go?
Eight.
Nine rounds.
We couldn't score for nine rounds?
No, they could not. Neither could the Flyers. They went 0 for 9. Got that second point.
Well, you tell me that the Flyers had nine breakaways and scored on none of them?
The Philadelphia Flyers had nine shootout opportunities.
That's got to be a record.
And went 0 for 9. The Islanders went 1 for 9.
No, Islanders or Rangers?
I'm talking about the Islanders. I'm not talking about the Rangers.
I knew the Rangers didn't play last night.
No, did I say the Rangers?
You did. Originally, you said
the Rangers. I thought you were talking about the Rangers for a second.
Oh, I apologize. They didn't play the New York Islanders played a home-and-home against Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay? They played at UBS on Monday, and they won that game. Rather, good game. They won 4-1. They played last night in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
And the shootout went nine rounds. I apologize
if
I misspoke.
Were we 1 for 9?
Yes! That's what I just said.
And they were 0 for 9.
Correct.
That's got to be a record. 1 for 18 on the shootout?
What's the longest?
That's got to be. How do you miss nine? They're essentially breakaways, right?
Yep.
How do you miss nine breakaways? One on the goalie. It's impossible.
I got to see what the old record is.
Now, were they just missed shots, or did our goalie make a whole bunch of saves? Vartunamov.
I mean, it's...
did he make a lot of saves?
You got to go through each one.
Oh, don't do that.
But that's what you're asking me a question.
I thought you just might know the answer. Like, did they miss the net?
No. There were
saves. Make saves.
There were a bunch of saves.
That's awesome. Can you imagine saving...
No.
I stopped boomering about six or seven straight breakaways shootouts.
Six or seven?
Yeah, about six or seven, not nine.
I have a very tough time
I own Boomer
that.
On the ice.
I have a very, very tough time believing that.
I have the video to prove it.
Eight in a row?
Every game we played was videotaped. No, like six or seven straight shots.
Six or seven's a lot, though, man.
Yeah, because I want to make this clear. I'm his daddy on the ice.
I have a feeling he's going to dispute that at some point.
He can dispute it all he wants. I got the video to back it up. Matter of fact, he's got a picture of one of them in his office of me stoning him on a breakaway. That's right. Just a reminder that I own him on the ice.
Wow.
And if we can put this Mikey Nichols game back together, now that COVID apparently doesn't exist anymore, because not a single person in the NFL has tested positive for it, except for one guy who's like a practice squad guy on like the Titans or the Bengals or something that none of us ever heard of. Outside of that, there ain't no COVID.
COVID's gone, man.
There ain't no COVID. It's gone.
At least we make the
They're also not
that.
Testing anybody anymore either.
That's the secret.
And guys that have fevers aren't telling anybody.
Well, the NHL, I think, announced the other day that after the All-Star break, if you're asymptomatic, testing.
Plus,
that's where we're going.
Plus, if you were positive at any point, you have a 90-day period where you don't have to get tested no matter what anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, the NFL has apparently cured COVID. The NBA, too, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw today, I forget who it was, and I apologize. I saw one NBA player just went into health and safety, and I can't remember who it is, but it was one.
Yeah, same NFL. There's one practice player guy, I think on the Bengals, I could be wrong, who is in COVID protocol. I'm not sure if he's close contact or what.
Big Mac or Lugie, I am curious. I don't even know if you are, so if you don't want to hear it on air, I respect that. Can you find out the longest drought in a shootout ever?
Because I'm I can't find it.
Can't be much more than 9.
Because you actually got me fascinated now, because it was crazy that they were 0 for 8 going into that ninth round.
And you sure it wasn't like they both made a shot in the fourth round?
No.
So they were tied that they were 0 for.
They were 0 for, I'm telling you.
I've never heard that before in my life. And I've been following hockey since at least yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
So since yesterday, that's a record.
That's definitely a record. Much like the NFL curing COVID.
Right.
Like all Fauci had to do 2 years ago was call Roger Goodell and ask him how to cure COVID. We'd be good to go.
That'd be it.
Yep. Here we are, nations in a fall-on-your-face pandemic, rates higher than ever, and the NFL doesn't have a single positive test the week before the playoffs start or during the playoffs. That is amazing. How the NFL has single-handedly cured the world of COVID. How'd they do it? Like, I'd love
the
to know.
The power of the NFL.
That's right. 41 million people watching is how they did it.
That's how you do it.
Yep, no doubt about that. Here's Josh in Smithtown on the fan. Yo, Josh, what's up?
Hey, just first of all, as a Rangers fan, Evan, we are not really expecting to win the Cup. Making the playoffs is a huge success for us this year.
Nah, so you go to the Cup Finals, then it's roll the dice. But you made it to the Cup Finals. Good, congrats.
You're in. Congrats. Yes. Congrats.
I also have to point out that the Rangers did have a 15-round shootout where only 3 people scored back when Ovechkin and Lundqvist were both.
But last night, apparently, the Flyers went 0-9.
No, there have been marathon shootouts. The question is, what's the longest marathon with nobody? Not one, not two, nobody.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know if last night broke it. And by the way, the problem with last night is very few people saw it. And that's not a hockey joke.
Was that it game, on digital?
The game last night was only on ESPN Plus or Hulu. So there were a lot of Islander fans. I know. There's a lot of Islander fans who probably didn't even see the game.
Yeah. Anyway, good. What's your memorabilia thing?
Yeah, really. And if I could squeeze in a quick Nick point, that'd be great. So my uncle once was in Canada, and he was in a memorabilia store and saw a decorative plate with Wayne Gretzky's face on it and decided for whatever reason he needed to have it. He bought it. He walked out of the store. Then coming out of the restaurant was Wayne Gretzky himself, and Wayne Gretzky signed his face. So in my closet, which I now have, is a signed plate by Wayne Gretzky.
Look at that. Wow. Nice.
Very cool.
I'll wait for him to die, and then you'll be able to sell it for a lot of money.
Yeah, there you go.
That's really what you have to do.
Thing is, a lot of people, like when I talk to my buddies and everything, they say like the few people they won't trade from the Knicks are Quickly and Toppin and Mitch. And I'm just thinking to myself, as far as Obi goes, like I know that this is what I'm hearing. I know that Obi doesn't really get a lot of playing time, but for me, he's just an athlete. Like, he could dunk the ball, and that's basically
he needs a point guard.
As far as I'm
concerned, he needs a point guard. I'm telling you right now, like, and that's not to say he's going to be an all-around, all-star caliber player. And yes, if you can go back in time, Tyrese Halliburton would be a better fit for this team. Obi Toppin's a different player with a real point guard. He's unlocked. If he was playing, I'm only using this because it's local.
Yeah.
If James Harden was his teammate right now, those two guys would become best friends.
Yeah.
Their lob connection would be insane.
Look, he needs to work on his outside shot. No, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But the dude can play, and he needs to play more. That's the issue with him, is that he needs to develop into a legitimate, a two-way NBA player, and he's only getting 11 minutes a game, and it's impossible to get to that next level playing 11 minutes
100%.
A game. 'Cause there's no way to ever get into the flow of a game, the feel of a game. And then the other thing is, when you're only playing 11 minutes or thereabouts, human nature is, now to his credit, I will give him this, while he's not a good three-point shooter, he's not afraid of the shot.
Mm.
And there's a lot of guys, and I'm sure this has gone through his mind, I can't give you exact moment, but I'm sure it's happened, where when you're playing limited minutes, you're afraid sometimes, hey, if I take this shot, which is not the strength of my game, he's going to pull me.
Right.
So you're in your head.
Right.
Now, I've not seen that a lot from him, but that becomes the problem, that you're not playing on instinct and talent, now you're in your head.
And that's not going to change.
Because if I'm Obi and I'm open from 25... 50-50, less than 50-50, I'm going to make it, obviously. But if I take it, is he pulling me?
Right, and look at last night as an example. So Mitch fouls out, Taj Gibson fouls out, and the crowd is chanting, "We want Obi,
loves him right now.
Well, because they want to see him get a chance.
Yes.
Like, no one's declaring him an all-star or a savior or anything like that.
They want to see what he is. He's a first-round pick in his second year, and like you said, he's still being locked down by minute restrictions because he's blocked by Julius Randle and the head coach not believing in him. And the head coach last night said, I'd rather go small. I'd rather put Alec Burks back on the floor. I'd rather play Julius at the five and basically four small forwards or guards running around than putting Obi Toppin on the floor. So he's blocked right now, but there is nobody on this team, not a single person. I don't care how much you love them. I can say this from experience, that you will not trade in the right deal. You know it. You know it deep down. In the right trade. Is that right trade out there right now? It's not. It may not be out there for a while.
You know, now we're not near this yet, but you know, come late March, early April, depending on what the record is, we better start seeing more guys like him, because now it's about development. Like, once we acknowledge if we're not going to be a playoff team, and we're still capable of getting into the play-in tournament for sure, you know, basically a 500 basketball team, there is going to come a point this year where the fan base is going to start saying, hey, enough of this crap.
Right. I need to
give
see
me more Grimes.
I want
give
to
me
see
more Toppin.
Or even Deuce McBride, who's spending more time in Westchester. That's why it'll be interesting before the trade deadline as far as some of the veteran pieces that look to move. I know Fournier doesn't have a lot of value right now. I think a playoff team would love Alec Burks. Like, will they move pieces like this, not only to get assets back, but to open up more opportunities for some of the younger guys on your team?
Hey, I know we got to take a break. What's Dan and Hackensack thanking us for, Tom? I don't quite understand exactly what that is.
Wordle?
Oh, Wordle. Oh, you didn't spell it right. That's Sorry. Why I have no idea what you're talking about there. It says here, thank you for telling me about world. So I'm like, I have no idea. Like, so, I thought maybe it was like our dinosaur caveman conversation yesterday.
Wordle. So this morning, I did it. I played Wordle.
Yeah.
What
I didn't
does
do it yet today, so
no,
don't
no,
tell me the
I'm
word.
Not, I'm not telling you the word. I don't even remember the word. What does it mean when it says 214, 4 out of 6? What does that even mean?
That means you guessed it on your fourth guess.
Oh, that's what it means?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Well, I mean, 3 and better is great,
okay.
But it takes luck. Like, if it takes you your 5th or 6th, not great.
And what do the dots
fourth
mean?
4th is probably average.
And what is the yellow boxes and the green boxes? And what
so
is that,
the green
that
box
mean?
Means you have the letter in the right place. The other color, I guess, for you, and if it's yellow or gray, it means you have the right letter in the wrong place.
Gotcha.
And then the other color is you have the wrong letter.
How did you solve the puzzle without knowing that?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
How did you solve the puzzle without knowing what green and yellow meant?
Because I was so confused, I still don't know. Like, here's what happened.
You got today's?
I got today. So I put
yesterday's was point, I think, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Or proxy.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Proxy.
Good. I think today is point.
Yeah, I think today is
point. Yeah,
maybe
point.
I already did it then. Yeah. I already did it.
So what happened is
I put it out there. I got it on 3 guesses, yeah.
Okay, so the
I
first...
I tweeted it out too.
I didn't understand it. The first word I put in got 0 things correct. I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah.
You can look at the boxes.
So those
Nothing.
5 letters don't exist in the word.
So then I did my second guess, and I got a yellow and a green. So I'm like, okay, I guess these 2 letters are in it. Then I got 2 more little yellow boxes. And then I just figured out the word since I had 3 of the 5 letters, but I had no idea about the order.
So you got it right for the wrong reason.
What?
You got the word right, but for the wrong reason.
You knew when they come up highlighted, they were part of the word, though.
Yeah, but I didn't understand the difference
between
yellow and green.
The placement of the letter.
Yeah, I knew when I put the first word in and nothing popped up, I said, wow, I struck out on that one.
Yeah.
Then when I saw yellow and a green, I said, okay, I think both of these letters are in,
but
I'm not sure.
So just do me a favor. There's a cheat word that everyone's using, which I think is a cheat word. Which is ado, because it almost guarantees you the vowels.
Oh, I didn't do that.
So don't put in the word ado unless, you know, it's about ego down. I want to get in two.
Yeah.
Ado is kind of like a cheat code.
Gotcha.
I try and do a different word, but it's got to have at least 2 vowels.
I use score. Score is always my first word.
I try and come up with a different
word. I don't know. Plant, I use plant a lot, but that's only 1 vowel. Anyway.
Wait, so what does the 214 mean in Wordle?
It's puzzle 214.
So it's puzzle 214, and I got it in 4 out of 6 tries.
Yes.
Now, luckily, I did not tweet this out because I realized no one gives a rat's ass.
But here's the deal.
No one cares.
So your Twitter's not about other people caring.
That's true. I tweet about the Nets a lot.
You tweet out what's important to you.
That's a good
point. It's like some guy who reached out to me, and I put my thing out. I had no comment on it. I just put out that I did it in 3, right?
Right.
And a guy goes, nobody cares. All right? Well, you do, clearly, because you took the time to respond to me putting it out there.
Right.
Then he wrote, I'm unfollowing you.
Oh.
So I wrote, woohoo!
You love Twitter, don't
you?
That
was like a celebration for me today.
You love that.
I lost the follower. That was awesome. That was the best Twitter day I've had in months.
Wait, did he actually follow through and unfollow you?
I have no idea.
You should double check that. I bet you didn't.
Then I put out something last night, but I don't know. For some reason, it didn't. I don't know. I put it out last night because I responded to some jerk off on Twitter last night, but it didn't like reach anybody. It was a weird thing.
Hmm.
It was about addiction.
Oh.
Yeah. The guy was like rooting on someone to have some kind
of. No. I see what your tweet says. It says, "Me too. Addiction isn't fun."
Yeah, but where is it? I can't even see it.
I'm reading it.
But how come I can't see it?
I don't know why you can't see it, but I'm looking at it.
I don't know where it is.
So somebody wrote a very nasty message to you.
Yeah, oh, here. I got it.
Yes.
The guy goes,
Harley.
Glad he wasn't traumatized to the point that he became a gambling addict in his adult life. Right? Which is just so stupid.
And that was
say.
In reference to the video of two guys falling on top of me at Chase Stadium.
So I wrote back, me too, addiction isn't fun. And I wish I never fell prey to it because it affects so many people beyond the addict, like families and friends. But I'd rather be me, as flawed as I am, then be a fake wannabe Marine who lacks the balls to put his name on his Twitter attacks. But for some reason, I think that only went to him. And then, of course, he shut the F up and disappeared.
He did not respond.
Which is what, you know, these guys do. But, you know, I'll retweet it.
Oh, wait a second. He did write you back.
Oh, I never saw it.
He apologized. He wrote, sorry, dude. My name is Harley in my Twitter attack, and I proudly, honorably served my country in a Marine uniform.
Yeah, what's your last name, Harley?
I have no idea.
Yeah, right. So you're not a Marine. You didn't serve your country because the real men and women that do have the guts and backbone to serve our country don't hide behind, you know, avatars that aren't them. That's the difference between a real Marine and a wannabe Marine. So that's okay. Attack people with addiction if that's your thing. That gets you through the day. Have at it, kid. All good. Anonymous. But I didn't even see his response to me, Evan.
Yeah, no, I just found it.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it. You know what I'll do? I guess I'll retweet it.
Oh, so you did 4 out of 6 today, too.
Was it 4, not 3?
I'm looking at your score.
I guess I did 4.
So we did the same today, apparently.
They look at us.
Even like I did it in 4 as well.
Look at that. 3 out of match.
Has anyone ever gotten it on 1?
Yes, that people have. That's total just random dumb luck.
And it's only 1 a day.
That's it. One a day.
I like this game. You're right. You convinced me.
There you go.
You mentioned it yesterday. I mocked it. I tried it. It's fun.
It makes your brain work a little bit.
Once a day.
That's it.
And you're going to tweet it out every day?
I mean, if I remember to, yeah. Sometimes I do it on my phone. Like, if I don't do it until I get to work, I do it on my work computer. But I try to tweet it out.
So apparently, just for anyone who's curious, because I do feel bad, because when I first found out about it, I had no idea. It's a website you go to.
Yeah, it's a UK-based website.
It's a UK website. You play the game on the website, and then they give you a link if you want to share it with
people. There you go. All right, let's take some calls after the break. And also, we got Darius Rucker coming up in a little bit. We got Wag Wednesday coming up. Having a good Wednesday here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.